Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Ask most social scientists, and they'll tell you that man is evolving and becoming more civilized. Is this true or just wishful thinking? I, for one, am going with wishful thinking. I will acknowledge that societies go through cycles, with the pendulum swinging from fairly civilized to all-out anarchy, all driven by a corrupt human nature, and human nature does not evolve. The Bible puts it this way, what has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There's nothing new under the sun. The belief that man is becoming more civilized is simply a lack of perspective. Those who believe that aren't looking back far enough. One of the most heinous forms of execution ever devised was crucifixion, which most people relegated to a barbarous act that disappeared with the fall of the Roman Empire, only to see it revived in recent years by ISIS in Syria and Iraq. Another relic of a less civilized time was thought to be slavery. Ask most high school students, and they'll tell you that slavery was ended by Abraham Lincoln. But once again, that view lacks perspective. We may not see the large public slave markets that once existed around the globe, but there has never been a moment in history where slavery has not existed. It's alive and well right up to and including the present age. As we speak, there are people on every continent being forced to work for free, doing things against their will for slave masters who still believe they are somehow entitled to treat other human beings as property. It's a common practice not only in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East, but also in South America, the United States, and right here in Montana. We don't call it slavery because we've become more civilized. Now we call it human trafficking. But make no mistake, it's slavery pure and simple, and it goes on all around us. I first became aware of the problem back in 2001 when then-Senator John Bollinger and I co-sponsored a bill to increase the penalties for prostituting a minor. Organized gangs were infiltrating our state to recruit girls as young as 12 years old who were then taken out of state and forced into prostitution. The stiffer penalties worked for a while, but the problem reared its head again with the advent of the Bakken oil boom. Now, Attorney General Tim Fox, working with a bipartisan team of legislators, has introduced several new bills to clamp down on would-be traffickers. One of those, House Bill 88, passed both houses of the legislature and was signed into law on March 24th. Another bill, House Bill 89, is set for its final hearing this week and should be signed into law by the end of the month. Both will help law enforcement prosecute offenders, but neither will put an end to human trafficking because human nature doesn't change. Contrary to the wishful thinking of social scientists, what has been will be again, and what has been done will be done again, because there's nothing new under the sun. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.